This is American Roots, celebrating the National Heritage Fellows, past and present. For 5 decades, brothers Sherman and the late Wendell Holmes, along with the late Popsy Dixon on drums, played the blues in New York City clubs. As the Holmes brothers, the trio received a National Heritage Award in 2014. Here are the Holmes brothers, rocking loud and proud of their Christchurch, Virginia roots.
Hi, this is Wanda Jackson. 1955, I began working with Elvis, touring with him. You know, he had been encouraging me to try this rockabilly stuff. I mean, that's what we called it. We were hillbilly singers, but doing this new stuff. And that was the first name that we were known as, rockabillies. I could see by working with Elvis that this music was sweeping our nation, you know. And it was my generation's music. I loved it. So I wanted to do this stuff, but I didn't know exactly how to go about it. My daddy, being my number one fan, he just said, just rear back and sing it. So that's the way it came out. A little bit country and a little bit rock.
A really hard-headed woman, soft-hearted man, been causing trouble ever since the world began, oh yeah. Don't you let me catch you messing around that apple tree, oh yeah. Ever since the world began, oh, hard-headed woman is a thorn in the side of a man. Yeah, told Delilah,
loud and clear,
keep your cotton picking fingers off my curly hair, oh yeah. Ever since the world began, Queen's way, till he started playing with that evil Jezebel, oh yeah. Ever since the world began, a ho-ho-ho-ho-ho, a hearty woman is a thorn in the side of a man.
Yeah. Oklahoman Wanda Jackson's 1958 hit, Hard-Headed Woman. Wanda shocked the Grand Ole Opry in the late 1950s with her bare shoulders and rockabilly music. That didn't stop the NEA from awarding her a Heritage Fellowship in 2005. So many of the artists that have been recognized as National Heritage Fellows have worked with cultural advocates like folklorists and ethnomusicologists to document and sustain their traditions over the years. The NEA's Best Lomax Hawes Award is dedicated to those who work to keep traditional artists and their art forms alive and thriving. This year's awardee is Bob Fulcher, the longtime Tennessee State Parks manager and folklorist. We'll hear more from Bob in a minute about his work in Tennessee, but first, let's hear him playing guitar with one of his favorite fiddlers, NEA Heritage Fellow Clyde Davenport, on All Night Long Blues. Davenport on fiddle, with this year's Best Lomax Hawes Fellow Bob Fulcher on guitar and vocals back in 1993 at Seed Time on the Cumberland Festival. Clyde received the Heritage Fellowship a year earlier in 1992. Bob Fulcher has worked with traditional artists in eastern Tennessee for over four decades, building festivals and public programs to celebrate and sustain the traditional arts of the region. He explained what brought him to this work.
My interest in traditional culture came about without my own will working over it. I simply moved to Tennessee and found that I loved the music that was being played by older musicians from Tennessee. I couldn't resist it. I wanted to play it. And then I became interested in the people who were playing the music. Both were profound experiences and discoveries. The material that laid before me when I first discovered it, and it was just like a great banquet. It seemed bottomless, but that was fine. When I got my first job in state parks, and I put on an old-timers day. This was at Pickett State Park in 1976. People from the community started to speak to me about musicians that they knew about. I wanted to meet their friends and take my little cassette recorder there. Some wonderful people, Opal Sharp was one of the most important, started to introduce me to the Sharp family. Then I'd hear about other musicians and others, and I began to visit them and record their music. They were so welcoming and happy that someone was interested enough to knock on their door and ask them to play. There was nothing to it. I went to seek out a man named Dee Hicks. Dee Hicks, who was sitting there before me, was the greatest reservoir of Anglo-American folk song who has ever been documented, to my knowledge. When I heard Dee Hicks sing "Old Bang'em," I'd never heard anything like that, and I was transfixed.
Old Bang'em caught him by his tail, tell him down, tell him. Old Bang'em caught him by his tail, come he coo quan. And with a hickory did him frail, come he coo kettle down, kill he co quan.
They had just opened a new program at the Library of Congress, the American Folklife Center, and a loan program to loan out equipment like a Snogger recorder right here. I wrote him a letter with a list of the ballads I'd collected on my little cassette recorder and a list of the fiddle tunes that I'd recorded and said, these are examples of some of the musicians. As it turns out, I was the fourth person to get an equipment loan from the Library of Congress. With that equipment, I was able also to record Clyde Davenport, who I'd already met. And he was a brilliant fiddle player. This is a style that holds notes so that the droning strings pick up sympathetic vibration and fill the room with the sound of one fiddle by itself. All of this is music that has electrified its listeners. It has stirred its listeners. And so it's here. It's like a bird song, and you might listen to a blue jay and say, I don't like that sound. Well, that blue jay's still there. And we believe that that beauty is there for someone that's wise enough to find it.
Oh, I took the skirt in my hand, and we steered our way through the Cumberland land.
I do like those old ballads. Let's go to the stage for Dan Hicks from Fentress County in East Tennessee, singing Old Bang'em, a song that's been passed down in his family for generations. It caught the imagination of Bob Fulcher when he first encountered Dan's father singing it many years ago.
There was a hunter in the green, dillum down, dillum. There was a hunter in the green, come he cue quam. He spied a lady up a tree, come he cue, kittle down, kill he go quam. What keeps you here, my fair lady? Dillum down, dillum. What keeps you here, my fair lady? Come he cue quam. I'm kept here by a wild boar, come he cue, kittle down, kill he go quam. How many has he killed of thee? Dillum down, dillum. How many has he killed of thee? Come he cue quam. He's killed my lord in 33. Come he cue, kittle down, kill he go quam. Now how can I this wild boar see? Dillum down, dillum. Now how can I this wild boar see? Come he cue quam. Just clap your horn up to your mouth and blow a blast both north and south. Come he cue, kittle down, kill he go quam. He clapped his horn up to his mouth, dillum down, dillum. He clapped his horn up to his mouth, come he cue quam. And blew a blast both north and south, come he cue, kettle down, kill he go quam. That wild boar came with such a crash, dillum down, dillum. That wild boar came with such a crash, come he cue quam. He tore his way through oak and ash, come he cue, kettle down, kill he go quam. Old Bangum grabbed him by the tail, Dillum down, Dillum. Old Bangum grabbed him by the tail, Commie Q quam. And with a hickory did he flail, Commie Q kittle down, Killico quam. They fit 4 hours in the day, Dillum down, Dillum. They fit 4 hours in the day, Commie Q quam. At last that wild boar ran away, Commie Q kittle down, Killico quam. Old Bangum tracked him to his den, Dillum down, Dillum. Old Bangum tracked him to his den, Commie Q quam. There lay the bones of 1,000 men, Commie Q kittle down, Killico quam. Old Bangum drew his wooden knife, Dillum down, Dillum. Old Bangum drew his wooden knife, Commie Q quam. And rid that wild boar of his life, Commie Q kittle down, Killico quam. And come a wild woman out of the woods, Dillum down, Dillum. Come a wild woman out of the woods, Commie Q quam. Said, now you've killed my sporting pig, Commie Q, kittle down, Killico quam. And there's three things I'll have of thee, Dillum down, Dillum. And there's three things I'll have of thee, Commie Q quam. Your horse, your hound, and fair lady, Commie Q, kittle down, Killico quam. And then she made a pass at him, Dillum down, Dillum. And then she made a pass at him, Commie Q quam. He split her from her mouth to chin, Commie Q, kittle down, Killico quam. That's it. Okay.
Dan Hicks from Tennessee singing Old Bangum. Rich Smoker is an artisan of everyday life. That's one way to describe our next Heritage Fellow. Rich also defines his art form as floating sculpture, making wildfowl decoys of water birds on the eastern shore of Maryland. His decoys have won awards, including Best in the World at the annual championship at the Ward Museum in Salisbury, Maryland. Rich shared with us how he got his start.
My dad had a couple of decoys, and he wasn't using them, so what the heck, I'll try it. So I grabbed the decoys and went down along the river and floated them. I was hooked. That was it. It defined my life. Let's put it that way. Floating sculpture. When I could see that surrounded by fall colors, running water that was crystal clear, where I could see every rock underneath the water, it was just, why would you want to do anything else but this? You know, when I'm hunting geese on the water, I like to hunt with big rig. It's not so much for geese, it's for ducks too. That many geese deployed on the water generally gives a meaning of everything's safe here. You can land here, come in here. And then I throw some swan decoys in too to make it really look like being a wintertime here. Working decoys, it's a decoy that is made to be utilitarian. It's made to be used to bring birds to the gun. It can be hollow, it can be solid. It can be painted simple, it can be painted real fancy. It can be a block of wood with just a cutout head on it. It can be a marsh tump turned up with a shovel with a stick on it for a head. It can be just about anything. It can be a Clorox bottle. Those can all be working decoys. Then you have decorative decoys. Now that fits into a number of different things. You can do it like the smooth bird. No real feather carving or no real feather detail. Everything is painted on it. Or you can get into the real decorative birds where each feather is individually carved, textured, and painted, you know, that way. You know, something about working with wood and using a hand tool. You have to feel the wood to understand how it's working. I do a lot of rough out with a hatchet or a draw knife. And you know, I just absolutely love to feel how the wood works underneath a hatchet blade. And it just flips people out to see you use a hatchet. You know, I'm trying to teach people, to show people that what we do is not a bunch of guys sitting around a wood stove chewing tobacco and making ducks. You know, it's more of an art form than what people realize. Well, it's a great release for me. It's what I've done now for over 50 years. carve birds. And to me, it's what I'm meant to do. Like I said before, it defines me, and it does, because there's so many factors that goes into this, into the carving, the research, the background, seeing it in life and everything involved. And it all comes to a head when you're working in the wood. After doing it so long, I really can't imagine doing anything else but.
We'll be back with more from the 2019 National Heritage Fellows Concert, plus some songs from New Orleans and the Caribbean, when American Roots returns.